The reading this morning is taken from Romans 5, verses 1 to 11. It's called Peace and Hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
I used to teach preaching, so what you do is you hold the lectern, look up, and you smile. I hope you've been listening, because the Holy Spirit has been speaking to us through the whole of this meeting. Celebrate God. That gives us the basis of everything. The all A section with the children. You've got worries, you've got concerns. Jesus Christ can save us from that. Psalm 91 that Jill read to us has the verse in it, verse 5, I will be with you through trouble. God is at our side. It's one of the songs. He's a good father. Only he's the only one who can actually satisfy the answers that we have. The questions that we have, he can satisfy with answers. Jesus is worthy. Zoe's prayer is the basis of the cross, is of what we can experience. God's been speaking. If you can, get onto the internet, listen to the service again. And I have the benefit of knowing what I'm going to say. Well, sort of, anyway. Because it's about God offers us peace and joy. And once again, I gave myself a difficult passage to look at. I've studied this passage in detail before. And mind blown. This is an amazing passage. But we read this passage in the light of what we are going through today. We've heard a lot of it through the prayers that we heard. Children suffering. War. In Ukraine, we have strikes, industrial unrest. It like feels like when I was about 10. I am that old. Personal finances, cost of living, fear that if you are vulnerable, somebody's going to break into your house and put a meter in that's going to charge you twice as much for your electricity. Brilliant. Advertising designed to make you feel discontented with what you've got. I was trying to think of an illustration. Do you remember that Victoria Plumbing advert with Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen? He goes, Victoria Plumbing is designed. No, I can't read the voice. Victoria Plumbing is designed to make your neighbours jealous because they don't have Victoria Plumbing. You're not the right weight. You don't look right. Body image. You're useless. You're not famous. You're not rich. How in the world do we live in this context? The issues of mental health that Nick prayed about. The growth of suicide is horrendous. So how can we have peace and joy in this context? How can we live? We understand the reality. I remember that phrase that says, if you're not panicking, you obviously don't understand the situation we're in. I think, oh, great. Do you remember in the year 1999? Was it we're partying like it's 1999, wasn't it? Christmas number one. I just looked it up. There were three candidates. There was Imagine, John Lennon. Imagine there's no heaven, no hell below us. Imagine the brotherhood of man. There was Wilma's favourite. She's grinning now, Cliff Richard. We passed Cliff Road a couple of days ago and she was really quite excited. Sad but true. I actually had to say it anyway. And do you know what became number one? Does anybody remember? No. It was actually, I thought it was Abra, but it wasn't. It was Westlife who did I Have a Dream. It was taking the old Abba song. I have a dream, a fantasy that helps me through reality. Great, that's all we got. In all of this, what we do is we imagine that everything's great, which it's not. We have a fantasy, which we can have a dream. I believe in angels. So do I, but...
You're in the team.
The Apostle Paul is writing to the Roman church. Rome was a vicious, nasty place to be. Life was nasty, brutish, and short. 42 years was the average age of the person in Rome. He was writing to a group of slaves. This was the time of Nero, that well-balanced, just person who liked to set fire to Christians to light his parties. So Paul addresses this issue here. And he's not having a dream. He's not imagining. He is looking at reality starkly in the face. And he says, yes, but we can have peace and joy. Now, you'll have to excuse me. I want to do a few little... I'm going to press the wrong button here. No, I'm not. That says justified. I can't see it anymore. To be justified is to be put in a proper relationship with God. God says, I know you're a sinner, but actually, I'm justifying you. I look on you as perfect. I'm going to go over this next one because I want to come back to it. He talks about hope, and hope is expectation. I hope something will happen. I don't know whether it will. But this isn't the hope Paul's talking about. Hope and expectation. I expect the sun will come up tomorrow. Don't take a great deal of faith to believe that. But yes, I believe it and I hope it because I have the expectation. That's what Paul's talking about. We are restored to favour with God. We are reconciled. It's that wonderful word, reconciliation. If you're an accountant, then you know what reconciliation means, getting things right. But actually, reconciliation here for Paul means actually to be restored to God's favour. so that when God looks on you, he goes, it's my child. And then, definitions of joy. Joy is not simply being happy. I'm a naturally quite buoyant person, but I get the blues at times. I get down at times. We all do. Wilma's the same way. She's a very buoyant person, but we get down. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that does not actually, is not affected by realities or circumstances. Joy is something that comes from in here, not something that comes to us out there, and it's not to do with our personality either. And finally, this wonderful word, peace. I was trying to think of a girl that I know called Irene Cara was the one that Lee and I could remember. We couldn't remember any other Irenes who are famous. Irene is the word for peace in Greek, Irene. And we all should know, or you should know by now after listening to me drone on about it for the last 4 years, that peace in the New Testament is the translation of the word shalom, which means wholeness. Doesn't mean the lack of war. It means well-being, salvation, harmony. It actually has its roots in the word seven, Shabbat, seven. Perfect. A place where you can breathe. And I don't know if you've... Have I mentioned that I used to play rugby? Okay. I used to play rugby, and you get the bottom of a ruck, and some you've got several 18-stone guys sitting on your chest. And you're happy when they get up, because you can breathe again. Where you can breathe. And this is what Paul is talking about. And Romans 5, it's very complicated. Thank you for reading that, Margaret, very well. It was very clear. And you have the foundation of our peace and joy, and we have the consequences of our peace and joy. And when Mahala was talking, and we were all sitting down here, and the kids are down here, and she goes, you know what the answer is? Jesus. And as an adult, you kind of go, oh, I've heard that before. Karl Barth, one of my favourite theologians, who wrote a book called Church Dogmatics, 4 volumes and 14 books worth of it, 6 million words, says, what's the question? And he says, I don't care. The answer is Jesus Christ. It's really quite simple. Listen to the children. Theologians should always listen to children. It's a good idea. Because they understand, let the children come to me, for to them belongs the kingdom of God. Why? Because they understand the very simple things in life. Maybe not when to go to bed. But they understand that Jesus Christ is the answer to the question of human life. Now, I've said foundation and consequences. So first of all, this word justification. Being put in right relationship with God brings us peace, brings us well-being. Verse 1, therefore we're being justified through faith. We have peace with God. Actually, the words in verse 1, 2, and 3 could be, let us have peace with God. We're justified, yes, that's the state we are in, but we can choose not to have that peace if we want to. But Paul says, let's have that peace with God. Because we are justified, let us have that shalom, that peace, that well-being, that wholeness, that inner harmony we have available to us in Jesus Christ. If you look at the circumstances and don't look at Christ, then you will despair. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I say this with all love, despair is a sin. Because it's saying, you know what, God? I don't believe a word you say. That's not a good thing to say to God, because he does. And he is faithful. He has put us right with himself. Therefore, we can have peace, wholeness, well-being. And it is through faith we trust in the grace. Grace. Do you remember that little, what's that thing? Mnemonic, thank you. Mnemonic. God's riches at Christ's expense. Christ died on the cross so that we could have peace with God. Guaranteed. I often talk with people and will quote various verses, as is my wont. And I go, you know what? You're right. Well, I'm not right. This is right. Big black book. Very big black book. It's actually large lettered, so I can read it. But yeah, it says it in there. Do you feel guilty? Jesus says, come. Why? Because there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It's there, brothers and sisters. Do I get an hallelujah? Thank you. It's there. We are justified. We are made right. There's no condemnation. You can't make God love you more. You can't make God love you less. It's simply not possible. Have a go if you want, but I don't actually advise it. There's no condemnation, guys. So let's have that peace with God. Let us rest in that peace. But Paul goes on in verses 3-5. He is now going out of his tiny mind. We can rejoice in suffering. You must be crazy. No, says Paul. Why? Because we have hope. We rejoice in suffering because suffering leads to perseverance. Perseverance leads to character, and character leads to hope. Actually, the suffering we can go through can make us people of hope. Why? Because we ignore the circumstances that we're in? No, because we've been justified. We have hope. We don't need to be Pollyanna-ish, if you know what I mean. Everything's nice and sweet, which it's not. But we can have hope because of what Jesus Christ has done. Why? Because we are put into a right relationship with God. That's the basis of the peace. That's the basis of the harmony. A right relationship with God. And I was just talking this morning and saying, we've got this really bad view of God. You see, when you think of God, I don't know what comes into your mind. Most people have bearded old men with either a stick, or he's writing down all the things you've done wrong. That is an idol. An I-D-O-L. It's idle thinking, yes. Because God's not like that. God is loving. And the love that God has for us is not dependent upon us. You've heard this word, haven't you? Agape. It's God's love. Every other love, whether it's eros, whether it's sexual love, it's brotherly love, it's affection, that all depends upon the other person. You fancy that person, or they're a brother or sister there for you, love them. They generate affection. Heck, my dog does that. But God's love is based in him, not in us. That's why we can have peace, because of God's love that is actually being poured into our hearts. through Christ Jesus. And we can have, therefore, peace, the word harmony. Remember I said it was shalom. Well-being, peace with God is not that we're at war with God, it's that we are in right relationship with Him. And when you're in right relationship and plugged in, if I can use that term, plugged in to that source of life, that very source of life, apart from which nothing will exist, never mind live. This is a wonderful miracle that we as human beings and we as sinful human beings, me, you don't know me, I'm a sinful human being, but I can have peace with God. And it's through that faith we've got to trust. Now, we have plenty of scientists in this church. Science is basically based upon trust. It's not based upon nothing. You trust that there's something outside your head that you're going to study, etc. You know all the arguments. But we have faith in God. Faith in God and faith in God's grace helps us to rejoice. And I've gone over that again in order that we get it. So Christ's work, as Zoe prayed, is the foundation of it all, the cross. The cross of Christ was a torture instrument, but God, through his love and grace, brought us into a right relationship. We are justified. We are put into right relationship with him. As a result, that leads to salvation. And salvation is not only going to heaven when you die, although it is. It is salvation now. It is being able to live as God wanted us to live now because of that wonderful reconciliation with God. Does your mind get blown by this as much as mine? I seriously can't get my head around it. It's that foundation, and I'll do it again. The foundation is the cross. It is a right relationship with God. It is a restoration to favour. Now, a lot of us, now I don't want you to say "are," but my dad never told me he loved me. He couldn't. It was just not him. He was of a generation, and I did say to him, I said, "Dad, I love you." And he goes, "Oh, thanks." No, this is the point where you say, "I love you" as well, but he didn't. And we look for approval if we don't get that, don't we? It's just a simple human reaction. But that favour that we have with God is total. It is, "I love you, my dear child." And Mahala prayed, "I pray for Paul, your child, your son." And that word "son," of course, with my background, means so much to me. Because we can have that peace with God. Very quickly, I'm running out of time here. Faith in God puts us in a right relationship with him. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord, you're breaking yourself off. God is offering you that, but you are saying no thanks. And I appeal to you, if you do not know Jesus Christ, please accept him as Saviour and Lord. As Zoe already said, I told you the Holy Spirit was working, no. But I was going to say this anyway. Come and talk to somebody. Come and pray with them. There'll be some people here on the right-hand side of the church to chat with you, to pray with you. If you feel that you lack that love, that you know Jesus Christ, but lack that love still, come and pray. Come and talk to somebody. Listen to what God wants to say to you in his love. Now, it's a serious business, this. And so if you do not know Jesus, I appeal to you to come. That's the first and last things that God does, is invite. Where are you, Adam, at the beginning? And at the end of Revelation, he says, come. God's always inviting us. We just refuse to come. But if you don't know him, please come. Talk to somebody. Pray with them. Receive that love. And even if you do, come and listen to what God wants to say to you. People here will be listening to the Holy Spirit. They're not going to contradict what the Bible says. They're going to, you listen and you can hear God's love into your heart. Rejoice in hope. I was talking to Dave Mainwaring just before the beginning of the service, and he says, Christian life should be joyful. It's not why I'm wearing my Joe Brown, because that doesn't give a lot of peace, believe me. It might give you joy. Rejoice in hope. We don't need to be weighed down by today, because that hope that God will show us his love, he will raise us up, and we'll be talking about hope directly in a couple of weeks' time. Realize that you may suffer. It's not God punishing you. It may just be that God's purifying you to give you that hope. Rely on Christ's work, not our own righteousness. If I were to rely on my own righteousness, I am badly burned bread. Toast. That was a bad joke. It shows how bad it was, and no one laughed. Realize that we restored through faith in him. Don't rely on yourself. Guaranteed failure. Rely on Jesus Christ. So, tomorrow morning, most of us will be going to work. You might be going to work in a school, a hospital, wherever. But you are justified. You are put right with God. And that's something to share with people. You can live in full confidence of that. We need to think about this. It's not an intellectual thing, but we need to take time to examine how we think about our salvation. Just recognize the dangers. I say self-righteousness, but when we rely upon ourselves and pray that God will help us to live in freedom, because frankly, it's down to him, not down to us. We've had John 14, 26, A and B.
27.
Is it 27?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Suppose how much I know. But I wasn't... by the way, I saw the sweets at one point during that talk, but, and I thought I was going to give panic to Nathan, but then Mahela came up. I wouldn't do that to Mahela. I would do it to Nathan. And just to finish off, this is why Christ came, that they, Jesus says, that you may have life and have it in abundance. That abundance happens in the street, not in the holy places. It happens in the street. Quite right. I was imagining myself on the beach when Mahela was speaking, but actually, she's right. It happens where Jesus Christ is. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have justified us through faith in your grace in Jesus Christ, through his suffering, his death and resurrection, that we may know, not just know about, but absolutely experience your love in our lives. We praise you. We say hallelujah. Praise the Lord for what you have done.